Well, hello, guys. Hello, hello, and welcome to our prayer time at the wall. It is Wednesday, and here in Southern California, it is beautiful. I think it's going to be 82 degrees today, or 83, something crazy. So praise God. We're getting some nice weather. I don't know where you're from right now. My friends in Denver told me it snowed a few days ago. My friends on the East Coast are telling me it's raining. So wherever you are, welcome. It doesn't matter what the weather's like outside. It matters what's going on the inside. And we're going to talk about that today. But I want to welcome you guys that are jumping on. Hi, Jamie. Love you, love you. Sue is here. Rachel is here. We are so excited to have you guys here today. And I really believe we've got a great message to talk about for a few moments together and then go to the wall and pray. It's been such a blessing, you guys, to be at this wall every day together at noon. Many of you have told me it is the greatest connection you have to the outside world. Yeah, coming together at noon is like your time, your time to be with other women, your time to be with adults. Many of you are moms staying home with your kids, and you're doing lots of homeschooling right now and projects. So that noon hour is the time that you've come together with us, and I've really appreciated you guys being here. Naomi's on, Diane's on, so many of you guys jumping on. So it's great that we get to be together. And it's hard to believe we've been doing this for 5 weeks. So we have been at this wall praying together for 5 weeks. And we've talked a lot about the weight. We've mentioned time after time about how the number 20 in the Bible is a number of waiting. And we have said that we believe that God has us in the wait, and that there's going to be some things that he does in the wait. And we're in this period right now that he's stirring, he's moving, he's shaking, he's speaking. And it's a great time. Hi, Laura, you're jumping on. Lisa's jumping on. So good to have you guys here. But guys, I want to share something with you today that I got up this morning, and this was my thought. I'm tired of this. Are any of you tired of this? Come on, just let me know. Hey, I have sat, I've prayed, I'm still, I'm listening, I'm believing, I'm obedient, but I'm tired. I'm tired of this. And I want to talk to you a little bit about what happens when we reach that point of being tired of something. And many of us know it. It might be in a marriage, in a relationship. It might be at work. It might be the environment we live in. There comes a point in our life where we reach this pinnacle and we just say, I'm tired. And it really is a lot of times where our breakthrough comes. A lot of times our breakthrough comes when we really realize I'm tired of this and I need something different. So although I believe we're in the wait, I want to talk to you today about when you're tired and what to do when you don't think you can take it anymore. So I did a lot of research this morning, and I want to tell you what I found. I asked myself, why am I tired? Okay, so let's walk through why we're feeling tired. I'm tired of the Corona-19. I'm tired of the media. I'm tired of staying home. I need something new. So I wrote down emotionally, and you might want to take some notes, and you can actually go back in this video if you want to watch it when we're done and take some more notes. Please share this with your friend. I believe this is great coaching. I believe this is great material that people need to know and have a sounding board to share with one another. So let's talk about this. I believe emotionally, physically, and spiritually, I'm tired. And let me tell you why. I'm tired, first of all, because of fear. Fear has gripped me. And I realize that this COVID-19 has brought a spirit of fear. And I've been watching a lot of movies at night. I don't know about you guys, but a lot of like World War II movies. We just finished a great movie called Resistance. And you realize that, you know, Nazi Germany had put so much fear on the Jews that literally they just surrendered because of fear of being shot, fear of being killed, and fear will cripple you. So the fear of the pandemic, the fear of I'm going to catch this, I'm going to get this, someone that I love is going to get this, the fear has crippled us. So emotionally, we're exhausted. Trauma. We have actually experienced trauma to our bodies because we've had to have so much change in such a quick amount of time that that's actually caused trauma to our bodies. Change, because again, we've changed so quickly. Uncertainty. we don't know how long this is going to happen. Is it going to be another week? Is it going to be another month? Is it going to be the end of the summer? So the uncertainty, we can't put our hands around this. So that literally has brought a physical and emotional trauma to us. Anxiety. So we have fear of anxiety. I don't know about you, but there's sometimes when I lay down at night and I'm really fine through the day, but I lay down at night and I try to breathe and I have a little maybe hard to breathe. And I ask myself, okay, who was I around today? And the emotion of my mind, the physical side of the mind, takes me down a path while I'm laying there at night. The other thing physically for our bodies, listen to me, is the lack of stimulation. So because we're doing the same thing over and over and over every day, there's not any stimulation. You're not thinking differently. Most of us have something different and new we do every day. Go have coffee with a friend, come by the church office, go to work, pick up our kids. So we're mentally being stimulated. But through this COVID-19, most of us have the same routine every day, so there actually is no stimulation. And so that's bringing anxiety. And then also the lack of adrenaline. We don't have any adrenaline rushing through our blood right now, through our body right now. We're stagnant. And so that's bringing a sense of both fear and being tired. On the physical side, again, I mentioned sleeping. So most of us might be having trouble sleeping or wondering, do I have this disease? Do I have COVID-19? And then the other thing is night fears. Some of you have shared with me that you literally are waking up with like these sweat fears at night, and you're having to deal with that. On the physical side, there's food. A lot of us are eating different than we're normally eating. We're eating either junk food, or I mentioned the other day, I thought it was so funny, I tried to go get some Tostito chips from Target, the drive-through Target, and they said, oh, we've been out of those for weeks. And it's just like we've got these munchies, you know, we're all wanting to just sit and eat these fast food munchy chips, right? Lack of exercise. A lot of us aren't exercising. And so that, again, brings lack of stimulation to our body. And then the workload. Our workloads have changed. Many of us are having to help our children with school projects or help to get them through the school or our Zoom conferences for our work. So literally the workload has changed. But what about spiritually, guys? I'm tired spiritually for a couple reasons. I believe because it's supernatural. I believe that we are in spiritual warfare. So we talked a couple days ago. Remember, stay with me. We talked about principalities and powers and the war between light and dark and the war that the enemy is trying to bring. And so we spiritually are in this warfare. But also, I think the lack of connection with our church body, I think not being able to come to church, which the Bible tells us, do not forsake the assembling together. The Bible tells us we're supposed to assemble together. That's a scriptural picture. So the fact that we're not able to come together, I believe that's bringing like a spiritual brokenness and tired. So the question is, are you tired? And I think through everything I've just mentioned, whether it's physical, emotional, or spiritual, you know you're tired. So this morning I began reading, and I love Isaiah 40. Isaiah 40. I posted a picture of an eagle soaring, and I want to talk about that with you right now. I want to encourage you to go back and read the whole chapter 40. Isaiah 40 is a fantastic chapter. And the beginning verses start out with showing us who God is, his power, his authority, how we can't stand up against God. He is the creator. He is God. He is God, a very God. But I want to pick up with you today in actually chapter 28 of Isaiah 40. And here's what it says. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. Right there, let me remind you mentally, physically, and spiritually, God is God. He is God, the creator God. He knows what's going on. He knows what you're going through. He created the world. He created you. He is a God, a very God. And then it goes on, it says, he will not grow tired or weary. And that's why I chose this verse, because many of us are tired. We're tired of our routine. We're tired of COVID-19. We're tired of the media. We're tired. But look what it says to us. He will not grow tired or weary. And his understanding, no one can fathom. You guys, we cannot fathom the understanding of God. He understands what we're going through. And I wrote down in my notes, God understands you. right now, whatever you're going through, your frustrations, your aggravations, your fears, your anxiety, your doubt, God understands. He has empathy and sympathy with his children. So be sure that you know you are not walking alone. You're not in this alone. In the midst of your soul at night, he knows what you're going through. He goes on and he says, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Now, if you've got your Bibles, and if not, go back and underline this in verse 29. He gives freely. You know, right now I'm here at the church and I'm looking right now at our empowerment program that's right outside here at the front. We're taking it out now every day, Monday, I believe through Thursday, 9 to 5. The tent is out there. The bin is out there. People are driving by and they are giving freely of food that they're putting in the empowerment program. I'm so proud of what we were able to do. Yesterday, we took tons of food again down to the Boys and Girls Club, and we fed family after family after family. And this is a good time for me just to share with you too. Our empowerment program is stronger than it's ever been. And I want to encourage you, everyone that's watching, we need you. I'm going to ask you to reach out to Jen. And you can email her, jen@influencechurch.org, because we need to be pouring into this program like never before. And here's what we need you to do, especially women. We need you to help us with some Zoom calls to Teen Challenge. We've made a commitment, and I know, Lisa, you're on here, and you just did yours. So you basically just do a recording of you. We put that on our YouTube channel. We send that to Teen Challenge, and you get to disciple a girl at Teen Challenge. We need you, so please reach out to Jen, and we'll give you that contact right now. I think Rachel can put that in our notes right here, jen@influencechurch.org. Click on that, send her an email, and tell her you'll be willing to help with a Zoom call with someone from Teen Challenge. But we are giving freely. And that's what the Bible says that God does. He does that in Isaiah 40. It says, he gives freely. He does not grow weary. He does not grow tired. Our strength comes from God. Guys, the problem is we're trying to find our strength from ourselves. And so I'm doing everything I know to do. I'm eating healthy. I'm walking. I'm running. I'm exercising. I'm breathing. I'm doing all the things I'm supposed to do, but I'm still tired. I'm tired of this because I have to realize it's not my strength. It's his strength. So I have to get in my prayer closet. I have to get in my prayer room and I have to open my hands and say, God, I need you to supernaturally breathe on me. I need your strength. I need the strength of Almighty God to enable me, to equip me, to empower me. I need your strength. You tell me in Isaiah 40 that I will not grow weary if I call upon your strength. Our strength comes from him. Look, it says, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. Now, can I get an amen? Some of you mama bears are home right now, and your kids are tired. They're tired of YouTube. They're tired of Nintendo. They're tired of, you never thought they'd be tired of being on their laptop computers playing games, right? But they're tired. So I think this scripture applies to them when it said, even the youth grow tired and weary. This verse is in the Bible because God wanted everyone to know in 2020, COVID-19, when we grow tired and weary, he does not. That we can mount up with wings as eagles, that we can soar. That we can soar through this. You guys, are you soaring through this? You can. And there's got to be a shift in your thinking. There's got to be, instead of you being a victim of the COVID-19, you are a victor. You learn to soar through crisis. We talked about yesterday that we literally are like in a battle right now. We are in a warfare right now. And if we can make it through COVID-19, we're going to be stronger coming out of this. So what I want you to learn to do is soar. When you're on your walk, sing, turn on your music. I was so excited on Friday, our new song Prophesy will be released. And you'll be able to sing that song over you and over you and over you and prophesy what God has over you. We're so excited about that and share that with people because God, we're in a boot camp right now, guys, and God's preparing us. Let's go on in the verse. It says, they will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. So I took that verse and I wrote it down. I put this, they will soar on wings like eagles. And I put, that's peace. That's peace. There's three things I find in this passage we're going to talk about. That I will soar on wings as eagles, which is my peace. I will run and not grow weary. That is my endurance. And I will walk and not faint. That is my strength. So peace, endurance, and strength. That's what we're going to pray for today. We're going to pray Isaiah 40, verse 29 through 31 over you. And I'm going to ask that you would pray for peace, for endurance, and for strength. You know, I want to share this before we go into our prayer time. I went on the cdc.gov site, and I just put in feeling stressful, what do I do? And I'm going to read you exactly what the cdc.gov says to do. Number one, take breaks from watching and reading or listening to the news media. Now, we've been saying this for a while, and we've been saying that you need to get off of the media, to not be listening to the negative things. Yes, be smart. Maybe give yourself certain times to listen to the president's address, because we need to be educated and we need to know what's going on, but don't constantly be going to that news feed. It says next, take care of your body. It says take deep breaths, stretch, and meditate. And I want to add something. One thing I like to do is I like to take a hot shower. Sometimes you're wondering when you go out and you breathe, and you're taking those breaths, oh my gosh, am I breathing in bad air? So what I like to do is I actually go into my shower and take a steam and let that steam come and just really breathe in a healthy, good, deep breaths. Now, let me show you this while I'm talking about breathing. I'm so excited. I love Women of Influence, and we are the most creative group of women. So these just arrived today. And so because we know that we need to be wearing masks, we have our Be the Girl mask. Be the Girl mask. I think Rachel's going to put the link on right now for you to order these. And I'm going to encourage you guys to get these masks. I know we were just in Riverside County yesterday doing some ministry, and we had to wear masks. You have to wear them in LA County. Get your mask and begin praying for our conference in the fall. Be the girl. But I'm going to ask you to be the girl. Be the girl. So on the link right now that Rachel's putting on, you can go on and you can order your mask, get these, order one for a friend. And then we're going to ask you to actually take your picture. Stay with me, guys. I mean it. I want you to take your picture with the mask on. And then I want you to tell me, I want you to say, hashtag be the girl. And then send me a paragraph with a picture of you. So send me a picture of you wearing your mask with hashtag be the girl, and then I want you to give me a paragraph of be the girl what? Okay, be the girl that stands strong in adversity. Be the girl that wears a mask and is responsible. Be the girl that chooses faith over fear. Whatever your paragraph is, and then we want to post your picture on our Instagram and Facebook feeds and ask everyone to just be the girl. See how God uses creativity in the middle of crisis? So guys, again, I want to go to prayer. I'm going to finish this off from the cdc.gov. It said, make sure you're taking time to unwind. So go for a walk, go for a drive. It says also connect with others. And that's what I believe we're doing at our time here at noon together. So I'm excited. I want you to take that passage in Isaiah 40. I want you to pray it over you. We're going to pray right now these three things over us for peace, endurance, and strength. We're going to believe it. We're going to prophetically speak it out. We're going to be the church like we've never been the church before. We're going to share all these wonderful opportunities that we have here at Influence Church, both by our food distribution, our Zoom calls with Teen Challenge, all the opportunities that God is giving us. Look, you can't silence the church. Woo! Stay with me. You can't stifle and you can't silence the church. And I'm telling you, this is the time for us to rise up like we never have before and be the church. So I love you guys so much. I want to say hi. So many of you are jumping on. Hi, Valerie, you're on. Of course, I love you. I love you. And all you guys that are jumping on right here, Rhonda, hello. Carla, hello. Lisa, hello. So let's go to the wall right now and let's pray specifically for these items over you and over your family. Now, remember, I've said to you, I can bring messages to you. I can be a coach. I can be a pastor. I can be a friend. But you've got to go deep. You've got to take these passages. You've got to get alone. You've got to use your voice. You have to be the girl. Amen. I love you guys. Let's pray. Father God, right now, we have just read through this beautiful passage that you've given us in Isaiah 40. It was just not an Old Testament passage. It is a relevant passage for us today in 2020. And many of us are tired of what's going on. But you have taught us in this verse that you will renew our strength, that we will mount up with wings as eagles, that we will run and not faint, that we will walk and not be weary. So we're asking together, we're praying together, all of us together in Jesus' name. We are praying for peace, we are praying for endurance, and we're praying for strength. God, I want to pray in Jesus' name as I'm at this wall, and there's so much power at this prayer wall. This is a point of power. It's a point, I believe, of connection to the kingdom of God. So we are praying right now as women that you would give us peace. Many of us, I'm the first to admit throughout the day, my mind runs into fear. Did I run into someone with it? Does my cough mean I have it? Does someone I know, my mind will run into fear. You know, will we have enough money for payroll? Will we have enough? Will the church ever open its doors? Are my friends going to get this? All the things that come over me in Jesus' name, you tell us that we can have your strength, that we will mount up with wings as eagles, and we will soar. So I see myself right now soaring. I see myself soaring. Father, in Jesus' name, with peace that surpasseth all comprehension, it will guard my heart and my mind in Christ Jesus. And then, Father God, I pray for endurance, that we are now into week 5. It looks like we're going to go into week 6 and 7 and 8 and maybe another month. Give us the endurance to run this race. God, this is a race that you're teaching your children how to be warriors, powerful warriors to run the race. And God, we will not be stifled and we will not be silenced. So we're going to find a new way to proclaim the gospel. We're going to find a new way to share our faith. So as you're bringing us closer to friends and family, Father, also use us with a mighty voice like we've never used it before. And then, Father, you tell us that we will be strong, that we will have your strength. And again, I believe that you gave us that word for our women's conference, and you taught us how to be strong. Often it's in our weakness that we find strength, because it's your strength. We can't do this alone. So we pray right now in the name of Jehovah God, holy, holy, holy God, give us strength, give us endurance, and give us peace. Help us to be the mothers and the wives that you called us to be. God, I was just thinking about my message last night with Women of Influence and how you are teaching me to not be a difficult person, how to be a powerful person, a pleasant person, a person that brings a good word and not a negative word. So God, you're working and you're stirring and you're teaching and you're equipping. And I thank you for what you're doing right now. And God, we believe good things and great things are coming in the wait. So Father God, I just thank you for every woman and man that's on right now. I pray that you're speaking to them. Father, I can speak to their ears, but only you can speak to their heart. So I pray in Jesus' name that you would speak to the hearts of your children. God, teach us things. Teach us things. Show us your word like we've never seen it before. Speak to our hearts. Speak through songs and scripture. Teach us how to hear you and walk with you, learn from you and love you. And Father, we thank you for what you're doing in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, guys, I always love our time together. It's been a good time. I pray that this verse has been good for you and helpful. I want to just walk through right now our time together and say hi, amen. So many of you are saying amen, amen. How many of you guys are going to get the mask? I think these masks are going to be powerful. And then also, how many of you guys can help us with these Zoom calls? Please reach out to jen@influencechurch.org, J-E-N at influencechurch.org. We're excited about that, and please be a part of that. Rosie, always big hearts, thank you. And Leanne, thank you. Be the girl who never gives up. Be the girl who never gives up. Thanks for that one. What else you got? Give me some. We have a few minutes right here. I will be strong and courageous, for my God will never leave me or forsake me, Sherry says. Amen, amen. Hey, Philip Torrey is on. Okay, everybody. The greatest tax man in the world. If you've not filed your taxes yet, if you need help, Phil Liberatore. And Phil, hey, I just sent a text to Bob Harrison and to Art Miranda, because this verse in Isaiah 40, come on now, look what it says in verse, I love this verse, in verse 29, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power. And I said, he gives increase. And ever since we've joined the Increase family, and ever since we've known Philibatory, Phil, are you still on? Give me some thumbs up. God has increased our church. God has increased our ministry. Matter of fact, he's doing so much through our empowerment program and Women of Influence. So just shout out if you need a good tax man, touch base with Philibatory. Didn't mean to give that commercial, but brother, I love you and appreciate you. Lisa Haynes, hi, Phil. Everybody loves you, Phil. Just ordered my mask last night. Way to go. Valerie, I can help with the calls. Thank you. We need you, Valerie, so much. Never look back. Praise God. Thank you for that. Cheryl, so be the girl that makes a change. Thank you so much for that. Yes, Cheryl. Increase, Rosio says. Be the girl that believes in increase. Amen. Guys, I'm so excited. God is doing so many great things. So I'm so excited. I'm going to just end with this little story. Stay with me if you can a moment. So we have, looks like we're going to partner with an incredible church in Rancho Cucamonga, Abundant Life. And they have an incredible distribution center for food and touching the lives in Riverside and LA County. And they've been praying for a partner in Orange County. So Pastor Phil and I and one of our board members went out yesterday. We met with them. And I'm telling you what, guys, we need, first of all, we're going to need a refrigerated semi truck. So if you'd begin praying about that, if you know somebody, God always meets our need. We actually have a place for it here at Influence Church, but we have a food distribution center here in Orange County that wants to give us pallets and pallets of food, and we want to be a distribution center here in Orange County. So begin praying for that. When we started this empowerment program, we had no idea what God was going to do. And Art Miranda called us and he said, he's from Rancho Cucamonga at Abundant Life. And he said, get ready. Just get ready. God is getting ready to increase like he never has before. And we prayed together. And here's what their church is called, Abundant Life. And ours is Influence Church. And he prayed this prayer. And he said, when abundance and influence come together, there will be no stopping us. And so God, I believe God's working in a mighty way, an exciting way. Women of Influence, the best is yet to come. We are in year 8, new beginnings, and I'm so excited about what God's getting ready to do. So be in prayer, be fasting, be asking God how you can join this movement, because girls, we need you like we've never needed you before. We need you to volunteer and be a part of this movement. I love you guys so, so much. Anything else here? Gosh, there's so many people talking online. I ordered mine. Thank you. I ordered mine. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Be the girl who brings heaven to earth. I love it. Would you guys get these masks? Send these to Rachel, and we're going to actually put these on our Facebook and Instagram page. Be the girl. Be the girl. Naomi, increase. Amen. 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 Lisa, Henry, hello. Good to see you. Be the girl that makes a difference. I love all these, you guys. Well, I love you so much. I thank you for being with us. I will see you again tomorrow, 12 o'clock here at the Wall. We are going to make some changes next week. I'll be telling you about that tomorrow, where I'm actually going to be taking your physical prayer request and putting them in the Wall. And that's what we'll do together starting next week. I love you guys so much. Make it a great day. Get out, get some exercise, eat right, praise God, and mount up with wings as eagles. I love you. See you tomorrow at noon.